Well, good morning, everyone. And I wanted to take some time at the outset here just to speak to this situation a little bit, to just address the recent change that the Alberta government has put in place as it relates to gatherings of now no more than 15, and to just sort of speak to what our approach is to this situation at this time. The tension, obviously, is that on the one hand, we know in Romans 13 that we are commanded to submit to the governing authorities, recognizing that they've been given authority from God, and to resist their authority is to resist the authority of God. And yet, on the other hand, the challenge is that Hebrews 10:25 exhorts us not to forsake the gathering of the saints. And so we have these two commands in place that we're wrestling with and need wisdom to discern when it is that the government is overstepping their jurisdiction and therefore infringing on the authority of God, whereby we make a decision whether or not to either obey God or man. And that's really a challenge at this point. But in light of the fact that this situation is not persecution, in light of the fact that it's not as though the church is being singled out in any way, shape, or form, in light of the fact that this is a health issue and health concern, we believe it's best that we comply with the regulations of the governing authorities. We believe that doing so is something that we can do to the honor and glory of God. There is precedent throughout history, even in the time of the Puritans, where there's agreement that not gathering in a context like this is appropriate. And so we believe at this point in time that compliance with the governing authorities is the best thing that we can do. This is only week 3, if I'm counting correctly, of this strange set of circumstances that we find ourselves in. And the governing authorities are no doubt stretched in terms of trying to handle this situation in a way that is faithful and appropriate, and we should certainly be praying for them in this time and asking God to give them wisdom with the decisions that they make. But information, even for them, is coming in all the time, and they're having to adjust as that information comes in. And at this point in time, I think it's wise of us to believe all things and to embrace that this is merely a health issue. And in all honesty, if history is any indication, this is a situation that too will pass, and that a day will come when we can gather together again. Now, there's no guarantee of that. And over time, as we assess what's taking place, we're going to have to evaluate what our response will be. And if this season ends up being a season that brings about with it greater governmental impositions that begin to infringe on our obedience to God, then we'll have to evaluate that at that time. But at this time, we believe compliance is the best policy. It would be helpful for you to know that we did receive a phone call from Alberta Health last week that was in response to a complaint that had been made about Grace Life Church, in that it appeared that we were over 50 in our gathering last Sunday, and of course we weren't. We were in compliance, and nevertheless, it's good for you to know that, because you can understand that we are going to receive a measure of scrutiny, and that scrutiny is going to come from the community that we're in here in Spruce Grove. It's going to potentially come from the governing authorities, as we've already seen, and we just need to be aware that what we do here has implications in terms of whether we're compliant or not with the governing authorities. And so at this time, we believe that that is the best approach. Now, we've had meetings this past week as an elder board. We're in constant communication, constantly responding to the new information that is coming out. We're working through all of the variables and different ways that this impacts us as a local church. There are hours upon hours that are going into administration at this point in time to just make sure that we're handling this situation effectively. And even the administration that goes into this moment right now is significant in terms of making sure that everyone's in place, that we're in compliance with all the guidelines and restrictions, and that you are being, that you're receiving the message that you need to know what your response is as it relates to this Sunday. Of course, there were about 40 of you who were scheduled to be here, and we've had to contact you and let you know that update. And so we're working in overtime on that front. We've also had a meeting with our Bible study shepherds on Sunday, or rather on Friday evening, and in that meeting, we were able to develop a plan and course of action that will help them and assist them as they seek to go virtual and be in compliance as well with the governing authorities and the regulations and guidelines at this time. And so we're encouraging you to be compliant in your own home, to be compliant within the context of your Bible studies, and to utilize the technology and all of the means necessary to be able to be connected and to receive the encouragement that you need and that I need as we grow together in Christ. And really with that, we're going to seek to do what we can to continue to keep you up to date of what our plans are moving forward. We're still adjusting to what the new regulation is going to do as it relates to this gathering. We have 8 folks that are here right now. That leaves room for 7. So we have to wrestle with what we're going to do with the remaining 7. Are we going to try and have people here and present for this gathering? Or are we going to encourage you to be home? We're still wrestling with that. And we'll give you information on that ahead of next Sunday and in preparation for that. And if I could encourage you in the Word for a moment as sort of a sermon before the sermon, there are certain things that we can hold on to in this time that can give us strength and courage and comfort. We know that our God is sovereign. We know that He is working in the world to accomplish His purpose at this time. And we know that God works all things for His glory, that everything is working toward the very glory of God, where He will be glorified among the nations for all to see. And so we understand that. And we know that God works even in the context of evil to bring about His good end and purpose. He will even use evil to bring glory to Himself. And so we have full confidence that what's taking place right now is going to work to the glory of God. In addition to that, we have the promise made to us in Romans 8:28, which says this, and you know it very well, and we know that God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. So we have not only the guarantee that God will glorify Himself in this time, we have the guarantee that God is going to use this for good in our lives. No matter what happens, regardless of what comes, regardless of what comes on the heels of this virus, regardless of the implications for us gathering as a local church in the future, we have the guarantee from God that He is going to use these circumstances for good in our lives. And the good that He intends by them comes out for us in verse 29, where He says, "For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brethren." And in the Ordo Salutis, we are in that period of time between justification and glorification. So that means that in our being conformed into the image of God's beloved Son, we are in that window known as sanctification. And so the good that God is going to do in our lives in this time through these circumstances is going to be to the good of our conformity to Christ. And that means this, that we are in a win-win situation. Not only will the circumstances taking place in the world and here in Alberta in this time glorify God, they will be used by God for our good. And by that, our sanctification. And so as you go through this time, you can have full confidence that God has everything under control, that you are in the palm of His hand, and He is going to care for you and minister to you and support you and strengthen you in this time. And in our time in the Word this morning, I'm going to see if we can't help us, if I can't help you from God's Word in terms of how to pray in a time and season like this. And so take courage. We're going to get through this. And if the Lord brings us back all together again, which is certainly my hope and prayer, it burdens me that we're not together today. It burdens me that I'm here speaking to a camera and being live streamed. But nevertheless, if the Lord should bring us all together again to worship him, it will be a wonderful and glorious and sweet Sunday, and it will be a savor of heaven, and I already have the very text that I will preach on that Sunday that will be just the right portion of Scripture for that moment. And so let's pray that God would bring us all together again, and that we'd be able to come together again, not in civil disobedience, but ultimately in freedom and liberty to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on this soil that God has portioned to us. And so that's my word of encouragement at this time. You can certainly be in contact with myself. You can be in contact with your Bible study shepherd. You can be in contact with any one of the other elders. You can be in contact with Mark. If you have any questions, concerns, we want to minister to you in this time. And so much time is going into administration right now. We may be at the point where we're at ground zero to some extent, and the administration is sort of over at this point. So now we can just lock and load what the future's going to look like for the next little while and begin to minister to your needs. But we want to shepherd you, and we want to care for you. And because you're not here, and this is a wonderful time for us to connect with you and care for you and shepherd you, we need you to let us know what your needs are. We need you to let us know if there are matters that need to be cared for, need to be shepherded. We want to serve you and meet those needs. We're thinking through how we can best shepherd the flock in this time. We're definitely using and relying upon our Bible study shepherds to carry that out. And so please, if you have a need, let us know. We love you. We want to serve you. We want to meet your spiritual needs. And so we need to know what needs you have.